Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Our wisdom moment. We want to get wisdom above all the things. You know, we need to get wisdom. Because you think about it, you know, we can do things in our life that it's just not wise. It's just not wise to do. Or the timing of it is not wise. And you think about, you know, there's just so many things, you know. When you think about, you know, if you're sitting here and you're playing a game that's a virtual game, and that virtual game, you're doing things in that game that you're not supposed to do in life, but you rehearse it in your mind over and over again. And if you're a Christian and you're in the Word of God, you know that God's designed us to be able to begin to see that as real, and then we begin to react to it as real. And then next thing you know, we're doing the very thing that we saw that we practice in our imagination.
That's right.
That's why he says, casting down our imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Wisdom says you cannot sit there all day long and play a game that's violating one of the Ten Commandments and shooting people.
Right.
And think that in a society, and don't think at some point in time that they're not going to begin to manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, hello, I'm a Christians.
Yeah.
You know, that, you know, the world's one thing, but the church. And so knowing that, you know, wisdom says things like that's what wisdom says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs 20:14 reads, this is what somebody's talking about. It says, it's not good. It's not good, says the buyer. Then off he goes, boasting about his purchase. It's Proverbs 20:14. It reads, it's not good. It's not good, says the buyer. Then off he goes and boasts about the purchase. Well, first of all, I want to say, I am terrible. I am the worst at bargaining. Yeah, you know, right?
I do know this.
I am like, you know, I tend to just give everything away, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know, in the long run, I believe that's good, you know, but...
Right.
But I have other people that are better at, you know, seeing, you know, whatever. And so, but I'm just terrible. I remember, you know, that Jared, my son, and I were going years ago to get a lawnmower for him and probably for the family or something. And they wanted a particular price for the lawnmower, you know, and so I took half the money and put it in one pocket. I took the half the money and put it in the other. And of course, Jared, he's knowing, you know. And so, and the ad that says something like, we have two lawnmowers, we want to sell the other lawnmower, whatever. And so we went all the way over to this particular person's house, and it happened to be a lady. And immediately she says, well, the reason why I have two lawnmowers, you know, is that, you know, my father passed away, and this was his lawnmower, and I don't need it. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. I'm like emptying out of my pockets, and Jared's looking at me like, oh my goodness. You know what I'm saying? I'm just not good at that kind of stuff. And, you know, and this is not about bargaining. You know, what this proverb is not about, you know, offering somebody a price. You know, they don't have to offer you the product. But if all you want to do is offer $5 for something they wanted $10 for, you know, that's not what this is talking about. What this is talking about, you know, it's worth $10. And you start belittling it, and you start talking down about it, and, you know, and you tell them it's not worth anything. You know, think about, you know, I saw a program on television, some of these guys that do a pawn shop or something, and I watched them, everybody that came into their pawn shop, the first thing they did was violate this proverb. It didn't matter what it was, the first thing they said, thing's worth nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And they would get them down on the price, and then they would buy it, and then the person would leave. They go, look at the deal we got.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, dude, that's not what you should be doing. You know, you just have a fair deal. You have a fair deal. I remember, you know, when you think about the deal, remember the time that you were looking for a work truck to be able to have for your company and all that?
Yeah.
And this is years ago.
Yeah.
And with your plastics company. And in that, you know, there was a Christian that had a truck for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's pretty good, you know. I think I may have even told you, hey, this particular, you know,
yeah, like you told me about it,
has a truck for sale, you know, and so you take the truck. I don't know if I was with you or not, but I was with you in the.
You were with me.
Oh yeah, because I remember we were there. And so, I mean, as soon as we saw it, we pretty much knew that it probably wasn't going to be a deal going down here. But to save face of the person who would even offer that to a brother in the Lord, you know, God's watching. You understand? God is watching these things take place. And so we're driving. I guess you're driving it down to a store, a local convenience store or something. This thing was blowing so much smoke. By the time we got to the convenience store, it was blowing so much smoke in the parking lot. Not only could you probably not see much of the parking lot, the store was starting to disappear.
All right.
And the conversation we were having was not, do we want the truck? Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you tell this brother, you know, look what you just did, you know, and to save his face so that he would not, you know, it was just not right.
Yeah.
And it happens every single day. You know, and we're not supposed to just be up front. Just say, hey, I got $20. I'll give you $20 for it. They say, I want $30. You can either go up to $30 or you can say, keep it. You know, and we don't ridicule things. We don't put it down. And you'll find somebody who does that they go out and they talk somebody down on the price and tell them, oh, that's bad. They degrade it. They put it down. They put down a car or a home or an item or something like that. Lessening its value. And then by the time they get this particular thing, they call three people up on their telephone and say, dude, you won't believe the deal I just got. Why they left this man or woman in the dirt, you know, and took what was more valuable than that, but they didn't tell them that. And they talk about it with their friends and their new acquaintances for the next 10 years.
Right.
And you got to understand this. God sees our dealings. He says, I even see the furnishings of the widow in your home. He sees how we're doing business. He sees those that have political ambitions, that their motives are wrong and they're doing things for the wrong motives.
Right.
He sees. And so the thing about it is when we do these things, we should do them in the light of understanding we're going to do them right before God. Just be upfront. You'd be surprised. Sometimes, you know, if you tell people it's your bottom offer, you're not going to offer them anymore without belittling their car, which you're going to drive for the next 10 years and brag about, you know, you just, that's my bottom offer, and walk away from it. You know, be totally upfront about it. You know, I remember in selling a particular car once, you know, you sell a car as is, because the car you're driving now, you don't even know what's going to happen next.
Right.
You know, as we talked about yesterday with John's car, here he was in Pennsylvania, and the transmission caught on fire, and you can see it on the VFN TV blog, it burnt the whole front of the car out.
Yeah, burnt to the ground.
And praise God, they got out of the vehicle, and you can see that on the VFN TV blog. You just don't know what's going to happen, because they didn't know that was going to happen. So you can't tell people, you know, hey, this car is going to last you or whatever. You can just say, hey, you know, it is as is. You know, when I told her, this particular lady wanted to buy my car, I said, you know, it's totally yours. It's as is, you know, and if for whatever reason you don't want it, bring it back, and I'll give you the money back. And I just kept the money. I kept the money and not deposited. I just kept it because if she wanted to bring it back, I just give her money back. And so she comes back and she says, a couple of days later or something, like we all do about purchases of cars, you know, you start thinking, I don't know if I want this or not. Da da da. And I said, okay, fine. Well, here's your money back. And she would not take her money back. You know what I'm saying? And what you do when you do things that way. She decided to keep the car.
Right.
I didn't hesitate, didn't say anything. Here's your money back. Then she felt good about the deal. I felt good about the deal. And God will feel good about a deal like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're not trying to take a gain over our brother or our sister. You know, we're not trying to have so that somebody won't have. We're just doing business. And so the proverb for today is very, very important. Proverbs 20:14. This is what it says. It's no good. It's no good, says the buyer. Then off he goes, boasting about his purchase. Next time you see somebody boasting about the purchase, say, who did you buy it from? How do they feel about it?
Right.
If they feel good about it, that's a good deal.
Right.
If they aren't talking kind about you, that's not a good deal. Right?
That's right.
That's right. So we got the truck back. you know, and we're like the old mosquito trucks.
We almost didn't get it back. Remember, it stalled?
It's like, right.
You just turn the steering wheel a certain way and the thing would just die. Remember that?
yeah, it did. It definitely stalled. And as a matter of fact, you even had to call the seller and say,
tell them to come get it.
Oh, wow.
Remember?
I don't remember that part, but I remember it stalling when you turned the steering wheel up there.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, it was just embarrassing. And think about how God feels about that when we do business like that. You know, this is years ago, and this probably wouldn't happen with this particular person today. But we got to stop that. It's not okay for us to gain when our brother is taken advantage of. You know, we want to leave well. I like how Abraham did with Lot. Mm-hmm. They realized that they needed to split up, and he let Lot pick what he wanted, what land he wanted. And he said, you know, whatever you want, you go to the right, I'll go to the left. If you go to the left, I'll go to the right. And Lot, his nephew, looked and he saw what he liked to the right. And so he went to the right, and Abraham went to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who chose for Abraham? Well, Lot actually chose for Abraham.
All right.
Or Abraham chose to do it right and let God decide where the lots were going to fall.
That's right.
And, you know, and so with that, you know, Lot, you
That's
know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Chose the wrong lot.
That's right.
And the lots were cast. And it looks like the Lord determined, because what he said to Abraham, now look, as far as you can see, I will give you all this land. Mm-hmm. And that's the land they're fighting and arguing over today. Why?
Right.
Because Abraham did business right. Isn't that something?
That's amazing.
He did business right. Wow. And today they're fighting over the piece of land that God gave them at that one moment.
Mm-hmm.
That's so cool. That should encourage you to say, you know what? I'm just going to do it right. I'm not going to take advantage of people. I'm going to be upfront about my business practices, you know? And that's what we actually have people that even look at all of our stuff, and we always want to know, you know, help us do it even better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you want. You want, if you have a business, you should be able to bring in people outside of you to look over your business practices to see if there's ways you can improve, ways you can give a better service or a product to your customers. Are you pricing your product right? You know, there's different things, because God will bless you when you check out the measurements on your scales and the way that you're handling things. And instead of trying to make all your money on one customer, you know, you can actually make it over a period of time, trusting the Lord. Think about it. Trusting the Lord. We'll be right back in a moment.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.